Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, all with you on this Wednesday morning.
You can watch us on the TV, right?
That's right. 1,449 people currently are.
Join that crowd.
It just says views. That means 1,400 people have at least checked it out. Bob's wearing the all black. I'm wearing the salmon pink. Wednesdays are for salmon.
The food and the color.
I do love some salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what.
I'll tell you what, man. Yep. Two pieces of salmon at the same time, man.
Mm-hmm. Sam Elliott. Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
He's growing his hair out like Mac, too.
Who, me?
No, Sam Elliott.
Oh, I was going to say, not me.
He's got flowing white locks of beautiful hair that I wish I could do.
Right. So we spent a lot of time talking about the AFC and, you know, who is, you know, who's the biggest, you know, thorn in the side of the Chiefs. I think right now it's just like it's been the last, what, 4 or 5 years. It's Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo has clearly stated that that's who they want to be. They're playing Mr. Brightside. I tweeted and said when it comes to the playoffs, they're going to call Patrick Mahomes Mr. Darkside. I don't know if you saw that video of like Dalton Kincaid going nuts to the Killers, which it's like every white guy's anthem.
That's me this weekend, baby.
Yeah. You go. Now he's like
great song though. Who can argue?
Yeah. I think it's during a TV timeout, and they have the killer song Mr. Brightside just blaring, and he just goes absolutely nuts, and the whole crowd starts singing it in unison, word for word.
Is that a Buffalo thing?
I don't know.
No idea.
How many cigs did you have last night?
God, I tell you what, these damn allergies, man. Like God.
Sound like you had, like, speaking of Sam Elliott.
Yeah. My wife says, are you getting sick? Your voice? I'm like, I don't know. My eyes are itching and, you know, had to close the windows last night. You know how much I like a good open window.
That's right. I have mine open on it. I don't know. I'm just all hopped up on Zyrtec or whatever the hell it's called. But you think about the NFC side of things because in the Chiefs Super Bowl runs that they've won Super Bowls and played in, they played San Francisco twice. They played Philadelphia, and they played Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay is decent. I don't think they get there.
Nah.
Philadelphia, I'll have that discussion. And then San Francisco, they're pretty badly bruised. But it's early.
It's early.
So yeah. They can still, you know, get everybody back around like week 7 or 8, and then all of a sudden go on that San Francisco 49ers run where they're like 8th or 9th in the power rankings. And then by the time we get to like mid-January, it's like, they're the second best team in football. Mm-hmm. So I ask you all, who's your NFC team that you could see the Chiefs playing in the Super Bowl?
For me?
Yeah, sure.
It's Minnesota right now. And I just like the way that they're playing. I like the way that Sam Darnold has kind of found a groove. I love Justin Jefferson. KOC is coaching his ass off right now. Adding Brian Flores was a nice addition to their defensive staff. They've got weapons all over that team. I think Minnesota could be that team that faces the Chiefs, Skull Vikings, man. Skull. Like, I would love that Super Bowl. I think that would be a fun Super Bowl. We'd call it the I-35 Super Bowl, and I think people would like it. Like, I think the Vikings would adopt that, like, America's team moniker because they haven't won a Super Bowl ever, and you're playing against a team going for a three-peat. Nobody would be rooting for the Chiefs, obviously. It'd be fantastic. Oh, yeah. Like, we'd be the enemy in all of that. I think the Vikings right now, just based on what I've seen through 3 weeks, they're the team to me that I can make the most compelling case for. They don't have the injury situation. They don't have any drama going on. Like, things are going smooth up there in Minnesota. And I know for most Viking fans, they don't want to hear that because, you know, they're like Chiefs fans were, you know, until we won our Super Bowls. Everybody's nervous. Everybody doesn't think it's going to happen. But I think that Minnesota team may be the best team in the NFC right now.
Yeah, I'll go same as the preseason, same division, though. I'm going to stick with my Green Bay Packers take. Like, I know Jordan Love's been out, but they won those two games. The defense has actually gotten better since they fired Gus Bradley at the defense. I talked about Matt LaFleur earlier in the show. I think he's elevating himself into that top tier, that top echelon of coaches. Give me Green Bay. Once they get Jordan Love back, I think he's a top 7-8 quarterback, and that's good enough in the NFC. But I think you mentioned it earlier, it's early for the 49ers, and I think the Rams being hurt and also being 1-2 helps their case. If the Rams are 3-0 and Puka and Kupp are healthy, I'm like, it might be done for the Rams.
But what about Seattle being 3-0, though?
I guess I don't believe yet.
Yeah.
Talk to me after Monday Night Football. Yeah, I guess I don't believe.
And they're doing this without their starting running back and Kenny Walker.
It's true.
They're doing that with Zach Charbonnet.
Maybe I'm disrespecting.
I like a good glass of Charbonnet.
Do you?
Not really.
I was going to say, I think
I'm not a white wine guy.
Yeah.
I do.
I like a good un-oaked Chardonnay. Get a brand of wine at my buddy's Red Door Wine Store called
Good Store.
Yeah. It's called A to Z. It's from Willamette Valley. It's an un-oaked, non-buttery Chardonnay. It's fantastic. Some people... Never mind. I will say this when it comes to the NFC team that I want to see. It's obvious. There's two reasons why I use both of these teams. One, I do believe that both these teams could be in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Number one is the Lions. And the two reasons why the Lions are, I think they have the best NFC roster. I just trust Jared Goff with that offense. Jameis Winston has started to come around and really kind of, or they call him J-Mo.
Yeah.
He's really started to put that speed, knowledge, and route running all together, which is a beautiful thing. Sam Laporta has been non-existent so far this year. And once he starts to get healthy, and if he is healthy, that high ankle sprain that's got me nervous due to fantasy, that offense can get rolling. Plus, they have a dual threat at running back in Dave Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, Amara St. Brown. The defense is anchored by Aiden Hutchinson. They have their pass rusher. They've got a decent secondary. It's not great. It's below average. But, again, they can put up 40 points with the best of them if they really want to. And, again, the storyline of the Chiefs and Lions playing the Super Bowl. Everybody and their aunt, uncle, mother, brother, sister will be like, please let the Lions get their first Super Bowl. We're tired of seeing the Chiefs win. And then when the Chiefs win, you are the evil empire. You're the Yankees. You're the Patriots. You're the Celtics. You're the Bruins. You're everybody combined. Into one, and I think that'd be a fun thing to be is the absolute heel of not football, but all of sports.
All of sports, yeah, because the three-peat is a different echelon, right, man. It's the Yankees, it's the Bulls, and then it would be the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Like, I don't know, maybe the Islanders of the 80s or something, I think, right, may have three-peated. I don't know for a fact, but that's what it'd be. You'd be in, like, a rare, rare category that only the greats of all time. Michael, you're talking a Michael Jordan-led team, did it twice. Mm-hmm. You're talking a Derek Jeter-led team who did it one time with the three-peat, and then you're talking about a Patrick Mahomes-led team that would have done it with a three-peat. Three of the greatest sports stars of our generation. Think about that. So. Jordan is the greatest, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest, and Derek Jeter may be the most clutch player that I've ever seen on a baseball field in my entire life. I think when you talk about clutch players as well, the three clutchiest players I've ever seen are Mahomes, Jordan, and Jeter. I don't know that I put anybody else really in that category of those three guys, and to have those three guys be the focal points, if you will, of three-peats in professional sports, well, it tells you why. They're clutch. They know how to win.
And sorry, I meant to say Jameis Williams. Jameis Winston is always on my mind. Jameson Williams.
Why is he even playing yet?
He should be.
Yeah, he should be playing. Yeah.
He should be. It won't be long. I promise you that.
So you're out on the Eagles?
No, I am on it. I'm in on the Eagles. That's my other team.
It's your other team. Okay.
Because I think they have a roster that's fit for this season. I mean, again, they're playing good football, and now they're going to be without Devonta Smith, but A.J. Brown should be back. Dallas Goedert had one of the best catches of the year so far that led to a first down in a clutch situation. Saquon Barkley kind of seems like he's going to save that franchise, at least Nick Sirianni's job, for another year.
Maybe.
And we've seen in this league of football that this year the running back has been a valuable asset to the team. Their defense is still good. They have that massive, strong, quick, agile defensive line. Plus, the second part of it, how great would it be to be Sirianni and the Eagles again in the Super Bowl?
It would be nice. So let me ask you this question. I'm going to ask you a couple simple questions. What is the Eagles' record right now?
2-1.
What place are they in?
Second
place in
the
NFC.
They're tied for the league.
Right. Yep. They're in first place, and you know, with the Commodes. And this is the poll question on WIP this morning, our sister station in Philadelphia. Do you believe in Nick Sirianni as the Eagles head coach? 66% of the votes say no.
Fair question to have.
They ask it every day.
That's Philadelphia for you.
Every day they're trying to ask questions about Nick Sirianni and complain about Nick Sirianni. The team's 2-1.
Wasn't that long ago the Chiefs went 9-7. They thought Andy Reid should get fired. That's a real thing.